Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Cerwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing I want to ask you about was something that was discussed during open forum. That is the Local Housing Trust Fund. You had three representatives from them talk about the program. So talk a little bit about it from the city's end.
Sure. So for us, this is an absolutely great investment to be able to make. They shared last night that the City of Perry's dollars are multiplied eightfold by our investment and what Iowa Finance Authority puts in. So again, we're lucky to have this program in Dallas County. If you are someone that needs some help rehabilitating your house, it could be a handicap ramp, a furnace, windows, roof, things like that. You can get a hold of the Dallas County Local Housing Trust Fund or Habitat for Humanity. And that's a partnership between Habitat and the Trust Fund, is that Habitat can kind of be the contractor and help facilitate through the process as well as add some additional funds if necessary. So again, all around a great partnership between Habitat, the Trust Fund, and the city. And not only the City of Perry, but all cities in Dallas County that do support that are eligible. So just a great program. We've seen a lot of benefit from this in the last few years. Tons of projects, tons of improvements to homes. And that's what helps some of our housing stock get revitalized and brought up to snuff.
All right. So if anyone is interested in getting involved with this program, how can they go about doing that?
So this program is actually administered by staff of the City of West Des Moines. So you would call Christine Gordon at 515-273-0770. She'll be able to talk you through the program and get you going with the application. And here at City Hall in Perry, we do also have information on the trust fund and some of that process of how to get started. So you can also stop into City Hall and talk to one of our employees.
All right. So now a lot of discussion was had about that topic, and a lot of discussion was also had on the last topic of the night. That was the conversion of First Street, Highway 144. So talk a little bit about that and what was approved last night.
So this is a project that's been going on for quite a while. Started a few years ago when we got a grant to redo the intersection of First and Willis and transition part of First Street to three lanes. This time the Department of Transportation is coming in. They're going to be overlaying the road from Highway 141 all the way up to about the Bar Jack area up there by the church, and converting that to a three-lane roadway. So, you know, we've had a work session on this with City Council, with our city engineers and the DOT staff. We also had a open house where folks could come in, learn more about it, share some of their concerns or excitement or ideas on the project. From that open house, we did find that, you know, there's concerns about the conversion from four to three lanes, but then there's also a lot of discussion about trees through the corridor and making that difficult for larger trucks and equipment to make their way through. We also had conversations about the need for sidewalks from Park Street North. So what we did from that was we hired Walton Tree Service to come in and kind of assist our Public Works Department in trimming the entire corridor and all of the trees so that equipment and large semis and trucks would be able to get through there without hitting their trucks and equipment on branches, twigs, things overhanging the street. So I like to say that's one of those times that we had a thoughtful conversation, we listened, and we're able to have an outcome from that. So we were able to accomplish that, and that just wrapped up a couple weeks ago. And we've also been having conversations about sidewalks from Park Street headed north. So everywhere from some experimental concrete that we could partner with, as well as some funding opportunities and some engineering thoughts on how we could get that done. So a lot of action out of that meeting. Some good ideas were brought up about that conversion that I think will come to fruition as well. Some concerns were addressed that, you know, engineers and city staff didn't necessarily come to mind when we were talking through the project. So that's why we have those open houses, so that we can truly listen and have some actionable items that come out of there. So last night was kind of one of the final steps of approving the agreement between the city and the DOT to actually do the work. Again, DOT is covering the cost of this project, and the city is just supporting it.
All right, so what's the timeline look like now that the pre-construction agreement is in place?
I believe it's going to be going out to bid late winter, early spring, so February, March, and then sometime this summer we should see the construction happen. So there will be some inconvenience during that time. I think some of the issues I've noticed will be alleviated once the entire section is overlaid and restriped. I know right now some of the pavement markings are hard to see, especially right after a snow and we have salt put down, and that salt turns everything white, so it's hard to see those lines. So I think having a nice new asphalt pavement down with fresh striping will make it much easier to be aware of those pavement markings.
All right. And then one last thing about this project. It was an important thing for some of the council members that there's basically an out with this. So essentially, it was decided that if the city isn't happy with the conversion after a year, they can basically undo it, correct?
Yep. So with that resolution last night, they did put in a clause to review the project 1 year after construction, just to make sure it's working for us. And in conversations with the DOT, they have been very forward with saying, yep, if it absolutely does not work for the community, we can come back in and restripe it to four lanes. So that is a possibility in the future if, you know, we see a large safety impact negatively or, you know, other factors that may lead to the decision. But, you know, I believe that once the community gets used to it and it's there and it's usable and it's being used, I think we'll all be okay with driving on that road section.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about is a couple payments approved for recent Parks and Recreation projects. So talk a little bit about those projects briefly, because I do plan on bringing in John Anderson to talk about that more.
Sure. Well, briefly, one was for some trail work done in Weiss Park, and that was funded through the Weiss Foundation. So as always, we want to give a huge thank you to the Weiss Foundation for continuing to support Weiss Park and improvements within Weiss Park. The other project was the replacement of the boilers, and that was done successfully, quickly, and efficiently. So thank you to Baker Group, who did that project. Also, Landel's Concrete, who did the trail in Weiss Park. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I always breathe a huge sigh of relief when we get good contractors that get bids. And you know, we've had some contractors in the past that just didn't quite meet the expectations that we have and as taxpayers we have that would want to get the work done. So whenever we get a good contractor, it's good for the city and taxpayers to be able to get that project done efficiently and done right the first time.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. I just wanted to remind everybody that there are 2 weeks left of yard waste pickup. So this Wednesday will be south of Willis. Next Wednesday, it will be north of Willis. So take advantage of that. 2 more weeks of yard waste pickup.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.